Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. Hahi Itasa. As we had learned in the previous shiur, when one makes a neder, he could have the neder annulled by going to a chacham and performing Hataras Nedarim. As we had discussed, there are actually two ways that the Hataras Nedarim are accomplished that the Gemara is discussing. One is Charata. The Chacham, the Rav, asked the person who made the Nether, do you regret making the Nether? As we discussed, the Charata has to be a Charata Mi'ikara, that he regrets that he ever made the Nether. And the Gemara discussed a Machlaikis, if Charata is an acceptable way of accomplishing Hataras Nedarim. The other method for Hataras Nedarim we learned was a Pesach, where the Chacham asks the person, were you aware, had you been aware of certain circumstances that came about that are affected by the nether, would you have made the nether? And if the person says, under those circumstances, knowing these circumstances, I would have not made the nether. The nether is another way how the Chacham could annul the nether. And our Gemara continues to discuss the subject of Hataras Nedarim. Says the Gemara, Hayitasa Dadarta Labarta, there was a woman who made a nether against her daughter. Asla Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and she came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amala, and he said to her, Ila Havi Adat, had you been aware, the Amid Migurasech Allah de Bertech, that your neighbors would say about your daughter, Ila Hamatba Ima, Milanda Ziva, had a mother not seen things in her that warrant that she should not have a relationship with her, as even means to abandon her, or that she does things that are milan daziva, inappropriate things, b'chdei lo yadarta, a mother would certainly not make this type of another for no reason, mi yadarta, people, if you were aware, people would have said this, would you made this nether? So the mother said, I certainly would have never declared a nether under those circumstances, v'sharye, and he was matan nether. The Rishonim discuss, is this a proof that Rev Yochanan does not hold off Charata, because obviously here he had to try to find the Pesach? There are Rishonim that suggest actually that from here we see that Rev Yochanan doesn't hold off Charata. The Rishonim that say perhaps he does hold of Charata, but here there was a easy Pesach to be found, and that's why he searched for this Pesach. But another pshat that I saw goes back to something we discussed in the end of the previous year. We discussed that the Ran introduced that there's a new concept of something that of a situation which is more than a Charata and less than a Pesach. Suggests some Mefarshim that this is actually such a situation, because they say that in our Gemara, the nether, the women, the neighbors, he never really heard the neighbors say this about this woman and her daughter. It was something that he was suggesting was happening. So it's not really a Pesach, it's a stronger form of a Charata, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan felt was an acceptable way to be matan nether. Says the Gemara, Babarte de Rabbi Yani Saba, Osla Kamei de Rabbi Yani Saba. The granddaughter, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yani, came before his grandfather Rabbi Yani to be matan neder. Omale, so Rabbi Yani said to him, Ila have yidat, had you been aware, the paskin pinkoscha, umishamshim beovdech, that a person who makes a neder in Shemayim, they open up his ledger and they scrutinize what he did. Min adart, would you have made a nether under those circumstances? Omer leiloi, he said, certainly I would have not made a nether under these circumstances. Vesharye and Rav Yanai did Hataras Nedarim. So as the Rosh explains, why is a person who makes a nether, does he have his pinkos opened in Shemayim? Says the Rosh, one of two pshatim. Either because, as we're going to learn, a person who makes a nether is a rasha, he's doing the wrong thing, and someone who does the wrong things has his ledger checked in Shemayim, has his pinkas opened in Shemayim. Or another pshat, just the opposite. Someone who makes a neder obviously considers himself a tzaddik. So they open up his pinkas in Shemayim to see, is he indeed a tzaddik? As the Mashah, that we learn in Pirkei Avos, Vapinkas Pasuach, that the pinkas, the ledger, is open for everyone. So why is the Gemara suggesting that only someone who made a neder does he have his pinkas reviewed? So the Mashah says that the pinkas that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says is open is only open for Rishonim, who constantly are doing Averis. Someone who's a tzaddik doesn't have his pinkas constantly open. However, Reb Yanei was telling his grandson, you, by making a neder, are on to be in the category of a person who has his pinkas constantly open. Another teretz given by the Ben Yoyada is that when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, a pinkas pesuach, refers to Klal Yisrael. We know that the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly evaluating the status of Klal Yisrael, if the Kulei Zakai, Kulei Chayiv, Rubei Zakai, Rubei Chayiv, Metzu Zakai, Metzu Chayiv. That is the Pinkas that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos refers to. Our Gemara is referring to the specific Pinkas of this individual. Amar Rab Abba. Rabbi Abba says, where do we find Mikra? Where do we find an apostolic basis that someone who makes the Dorim has his Pinkas reviewed? V'achon the Dorim, Levaker. After someone makes a Neder, Levaker, he's checked what is his status. Although the Pashut Pshat in this Pasuk in Mishlei is Achon the Dorim, if somebody made a Neder and he wants to go have it annulled, Levaker, he should go have it, go to Rav, who will search for a Pesach to be matan neder. Says the Gemara, V'afakav the Pasuk Rabbi Yanei lay, even though Rabbi Yanei used this approach to be matan neder, anan lo pesachin l'baha, we shouldn't follow this practice. The reason being, because certainly, if a Rav is going to ask someone who comes to petition to have his neder annulled, did you know the severity of the Avera or the repercussions when you made the Neder? So who's going to tell the Rav, I don't care? Obviously the person is going to say, certainly I wouldn't have made the Neder, but we can't be sure that he really means what he says, and therefore this approach should not be taken for Ataras Nedarim. Says the Taz, and we're going to have a number of such situations that the Gemara suggests what a Rav should not use to accomplish Ataras Nedarim. Says the Taz, that's only that the Rav should not initiate asking, had you known, as we just learned, that by making this neder your pinkas will be opened. However, if the person who wants to have the neder annulled is the one that initiates and says, I realized I shouldn't have made a neder, making a neder carries the repercussions that our Gemara will discuss, then the neder can be annulled. Says the Gemara, similarly, the following concept should not be used to affect Ataras Nedarim. Damar Rabba Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My pasuk lay Rabbi Gamliel Ahu Saba. How did Gamliel accomplish Ataras Nedarim for a certain elderly man? The pasuk says in Mishle, Yesh Boitke Kematkar Escherev V'loshin Chachom Emarpe. There are words that are pierced like a sword, but the Chachomim can heal it. Whoever says such words, whoever makes neder royal adoiker becherif, should be killed by a sword. The chama have the ability to annul the neder and save the person. Again, that's if a person would be told, did you realize that by making a neder you could bring upon yourself death? Would you have made the neder? And certainly the person is going to say no, or he's not going to say anything but no. That's why it's not considered a proper way of Ataras Nedarim. The Amar Farshim that explain the Gemara, the Pasuk as follows. Baita means that a person speaks, like we have the words Shvuas Pitui. A person just speaks without necessarily thinking. Teaches us the Pasuk, Yesh Baita. If a person just speaks without thinking, Kemat Keres Charev, it could cause him death. V'loshi Chachamim, What makes a chacham? The chacham is a person that before he speaks, he thinks what he says, and he makes sure that what he says makes sense. Such words are merape, bring refuas and yeshuas to the world. However, the Sefer Nidre's reason points out that why is the Gemara saying kol habayta? So it says the Sefer Nidre's reason, the Gemara is teaching us that even though we're learning now that if somebody makes a neder, he could have the neder annulled through Hataras Nedarim, still the Aveira of having said that neder remains, and he always has to recognize and do tshuva for it. Says the Gemara, V'lai paschinim b'hadach v'naisa. The following method should not be used to accomplish Hataras Nedarim. The Tanya Rav Nosson Oimer, Hanoi dekila bana boma. If somebody makes a neder, it's as if he built a boma. After the Beis HaMikdash was erected, bomas became permanently forbidden. Says the Gemara that somebody makes a neder, it's as if he built a boma. And the Ran gives two pshatim. What is the connection between somebody who makes a neder and builds a boma? He says, someone who builds a boma thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Look, I'm building in my backyard a boma, a mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really, it's an Aveira. We're not supposed to build bomas. That's the same as a person who makes a nether. A person who makes a nether is somebody who goes and forbids upon himself something that Hashem said we may participate or partake of. He thinks he's being extra religious, but that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Another pshat that I saw is that the Ran says is that the Isser in building a boma is not the boma in itself. The Yisr is because when one builds a boma, he can chas v'sham come to bring karbonos on that boma, and one may not bring karbonos on a boma after the Beis HaMikdash was erected. It may only be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, someone who makes a neder is in danger of chas v'sham violating the neder, which, as we have been learning, is a very serious aveira. Continues the Gemara Mekaymai. Somebody who fulfills the nether, kilomakrel of carbon, is as if he brought a carbon on a boma, which is obviously asur. Says the Gemara, Bereisha, the first part of telling the person that you recognize that by making a nether it's as if you built a boma, paschinon, because that's in most people's mind not such a significant aveira, and the person will not lie and say, I recognize and I don't care. If Hitaka doesn't care, he'll be honest about it. But the second part, which is a very serious aveira, bringing karbonos on outside the Beis HaMikdash is a serious aveira. So therefore we have a machloik, it's a bayama, we could still use it as a Pesach. And Rava says, since people are not going to tell us the truth, it's a very serious aveira, loy paschinam. That's Rav Kahana Masnul Hoshmaitza Bahadein Lishna. That was the way Rav Kahana learned this Gemara. However, Rav Tamyumi Masni Hochi. Rav Tamyumi learned this preceding Gemara the following way. B'seifa, regarding telling a person, do you recognize that by fulfilling another, it's as if you're bringing karbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees, the loy paschinon. That's not a valid Pesach. The Rav should not begin that way. Bereisha, at the beginning, the first part, if telling him to recognize it's kilu bona boma, a bayam a paschinan, a Rav can say it. Rav am a loy paschinan. The ilchsa daloch is loy paschinan, loy bereisha, loy b'seifa, neither. However, the Paiskim do point out that even though the Gemara is teaching us that a Rav should not use this method to accomplish Hataras Nedarim, if a Rav did use this method, the nether would be annulled. Continues the Gemara. V'loy paschinen b'hod nami de Shmuel. We also do not use what Shmuel taught us to accomplish a Pesach. Domar Shmuel. Avish mekaymai, even if someone fulfills his nether, nikra rosha, he's considered a rosha. Omer b'vua mikra. Where do we see in the Pasuk that even if someone fulfills his Nedarim, he's considered a Rasha? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'chisechta lindar, if you will refrain from saying Nedarim, lo yibachachet, you will not have Aveira. V'yalav chadol chadol, and then we learn, Agzer Shava. K'siv hacha v'chisechta lindar, v'ksiv hasam sham Rishoyim chaglu roigus. When the Rishoyim get to the grave, then they stop being angry. But so we see that chaglu refers to Rishoyim. Amar Rav Yosef Anam Namitnina. We actually learned it in the Mishnah on Daf Tes. If somebody used the words in articulating a nether of Kenidrik Sherim, so we learned the Mishnah says Loyama Klum. It's not a valid nether. For as we learned, the Gemara says Ksherim don't make Nedarim. But if somebody said in verbalizing his nether, Kenidre Rishoyim, Nada Benazim, a Kabbin Shvuah, he tried to affect the Naziris, a Kabbin Shvuah, with saying Nidre Rishoyim, then it is a nether because Rishoyim do indeed make Nedarim. Says the Gemara, Omrav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omrav Yonason, Kol HaKoyis, since the Gemara just taught us the pasuk of Shom Rishoyim Chad L'Roigis, so we discussed the issue of anger, and as the Mefarshim go on to explain, since many Nedarim are made because of anger, so the Gemara discusses the terrible characteristic of anger. Says the Gemara, Kol HaKoyis, anyone who gets angry, Kol Minei Gehenim Shaltan Bai, he suffers from Gehenim. So as the Mefarshim explained, someone who gets angry shows that he has a lack of emunah. Because if a person has emunah that everything that happens is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen, then he will not get angry. He will accept that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If a person gets angry and doesn't have emunah, so he's like a person who doesn't believe in Hashem, he's an Oyver Avodah Zarah, the most serious Avera, and that's why he will suffer from Gehenim. Another pshat that the Mefarshim say is that in this world he suffers a Gehenim. A life, the life of a person who's angry is a life in this world of Gehenim. Shenemar, if you'll take anger away from your heart, then you will be able to take bad away from you. And when the pasuk uses the word ra, it means Gehenim. Shenema kapa Hashem l'neu. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He made it for His own honor. V'gam Risho l'yom ra. And what will happen to Rishoam when they leave and they go to Gehenim, that was also created by Shlomo Melech for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that He rules the world, and the people who rebel and don't follow what He says end up in Gehenim. V'loyoid, continues the Gemara, El Shtachtoni is Shaltespoi. A person who's angry will suffer hemorrhoids. Shnemar, V'noslcha, Shom Lev Ragois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you an agitated heart, V'kilyon Anayim, V'david Nefesh, Ezadover, which disease, unfortunately, Michalas Anayim, or Madav Sanefesh, causes the eyes to long and causes the soul to suffer. Havaima Ela Tachtoni is a particular disturbing disease. And as Mefarshim explains, as the Mashal explains, a person who gets angry, not only, as we learned before, is a spiritual disease, it causes him not to be healthy. It causes that his entire system, his digestive system, becomes breaks down, which ultimately leads, Rachman al-Tzlan, to hemorrhoids. Continues the Gemara. Ula b'meskei la'arad Yisrael. As Ula was going from Bavel to Yisrael, Islav alei trei b'nei chazoi b'hadei. Two people from Chazoi, this machloikas of these two people were Jews or not Jews, came along with him. Kom chad shachte l'chavri. One of them got angry and slit the throat of the other one. Omle Ula, and then he asks Ula, this murderer, asks Ula, Yos Avdi, did I do the right thing? Omle in, Ula says, yes, you did the right thing. And he says, Parle Besa Shchita, you should expose the slit, you should make sure it's completely cut. So Mefarshim obviously spend a lot of time in trying to understand this Gemara where Ula was encouraging him to kill the other person. So the Meiri's explanation of the Gemara is that this victim was already dead. And therefore, Ula had no problem. He saw that he had to tell this person, otherwise he'd be in danger, and there was nothing going to happen anymore because and the man was dead anyway. That's how the Meiri explains. However, the Rosh says that this the victim was not yet dead. And if the victim was not yet dead, then we have a question. So how did Ula encourage the murderer to slit his throat? So he says two pshatim. One pshat is that he did it to get the victim out of his pain, because he was going to die anyway. Or another pshat that he gives is that Ula recognized that if he won't say this, then his life was in danger. And because he recognized that his life was in danger, that's why he said it. And the Mefarshim, the Paiskim, at great length, there isn't necessarily enough time to discuss this, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Meches Shleima, there's a Tveres Yisrael, there's a Meches Chinuch, that all discuss how could that be pshat in the Gemara. May one save himself? We know that halacha is that a geisus, someone who's holding close to death, may not be moved, because we're not allowed to cause death to come a moment earlier. So if pshat is that he was going to die anyway, and Ula said it just to get him out of his pain, the halacha does not allow that, for one, to cause someone to die, even if the person is going to die anyway, and even if the person is in pain. And similarly, according to the pshat that Ula did it to save his life, again we have a question: may one save his own life at the expense of the life of someone else? So the pshat that emerges from the Paiskim is that certainly one may not do any of these acts, cause the death, hurry the death of someone, or save himself through the death of someone else. However, here, this victim was going to die anyway. His throat was slit, and he was going to die momentarily anyway. Under those circumstances, Ula, who recognized that his life was in danger, recognized that he may do this to save himself because the person was anyway going to pass away. However, says the Meches Shleima, who uses this Gemara to discuss the question of a heart transplant, and he says, may the heart of the donor be removed before he is considered halachically dead. And he says that it's, and he tries to say, perhaps we could bring a raya from our Gemara, because we find that Ula allowed this victim's throat to be slit to save himself. So perhaps we could take the heart from the donor, who isn't 100% dead yet. He's not halachically dead, but he's going to unfortunately pass away, to save the person who needs the heart. He says we can't compare the situations, because in the situation that Ula was in, Ula was ready, was in danger as he was standing there. So to save oneself, one may do what Ula did. But in a situation where there's a person who's sick laying in a hospital somewhere, he is not standing and the donor isn't in his way, therefore he may not take the heart of the donor until the donor is certainly dead, halachically dead. But Ula was still bothered by what he said, and therefore ki asla kamed Rabbi Yochanan, when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan Amalei, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Dilma chas v'sholom achziki yidei over avera, maybe I encouraged this person by saying what I said. Amalei nafshech hitzalta, you saved your life, and therefore what you did was permissible. So Mefarshim ask, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita that Agrifas, who was originally an Eved and then became Melech Yisrael at the end of the second, at the time of the Beis Hamikdash Sheni, was once reading the Torah, and he saw that it says Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Mikerev Achecha, that only someone who was born as a Jew may be a king. He, who was originally an Eved, recognized that he was not supposed to be a king. The Chachamim told him, don't worry. They flattered him and said it's fine. The Gemara says that ultimately for this Aveira, they were all killed. Asked the Mefarshim, they did it to save their life. And now Gemara says that when one does something to save his life, it's permissible. So why would a chachamim killed in that story in Masechet Sotah? So Mefarshim give a number of answers. One answer is, in Ula's situation that we just learned, the danger was imminent. He was on the way with the murderer. And if he didn't say what he said, he would have been killed. There, the danger to the Chachamim wasn't imminent, so they had no right to say what they said. Another teretz that the Orach HaTzaddikim gives, that there's a difference when something is done publicly or privately. The situation with Ula happened just between him and the murderer. It wasn't in public. The situation with the Chachamim was in public. It was a Chilah Hashem, and that's why they deserve this punishment. Another pshat that I saw the Mefarshim give is that in the case of Agrifus, the Chachamim falsified a din in the Torah. The Torah says that someone who was an Eved may not be king, and they, for their own sake, said they were prepared to falsify something that says in the Torah. Megalopodim the Torah, falsifying, going and saying that the opposite of what says in the Torah is never mutter, and that's why the Chachamim received the punishment that they did. Continues the Gemara. Ketamer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a question. Michti, the pasuk says, "Ksiv v'nosun Hashem l'cha shom leiv ragos." Then in Chutz Lauritz, in Bavel, we have people suffering from extreme anger. The Bavel ksiv. And this story happened in Eretz Yisrael. People in Eretz Yisrael don't get that angry. So how did this happen in Eretz Yisrael? Amalei, so Ula told him, Hahu shata, when the murder occurred, lo yavrin in Yardana. We had not yet gone over the Yardain. We were still in Aver HaYardain. And as the Ran and other Rishonim go on to explain, since that area doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Oimer cannot be brought from the Aver HaYardain. The bracha that in Eretz Yisrael people don't have anger is only in Chutz Laaretz, is only in Eretz Yisrael proper, not in the Aver HaYardain. And I saw, based on this Gemara, a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says, in Masechet Gittin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, that when a person is eating and drinking, he should only eat and drink to fill up 2/3 of his stomach. He should leave some room empty. Why? So Gemara explains, because if when he gets angry, there'll be room, and he gets agitated, there'll be room for the food and drink where to move. We know the pasuk says, "V'chalta v'savata, v'rachtas Hashem al kachal aretz atoyva as Hashem nosen loch." Whereas the pasuk says, "V'chalta l'soivam v'shaftem levetach aleh." In Eretz Yisrael, explained the Mefarshim, one could eat v'chaltem l'soivam. He can eat and fill up his entire stomach. Because, as we just learned, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no concern that people get angry. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, v'chaltem l'soivah, the Torah allows us to eat till we're filled. We're not worried that chas v'sholem, he's going to get angry. Only in Chutz Laaretz, as we're learning, is this anger such a serious problem. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. Whoever gets angry, I feel a shechina enech shuv kenegdoi. The shechina is no longer significant. Shenema rasha begoyve apa bal yidrosh. Rasha, when he gets angry, ein alakim comes in myself, he doesn't think that there's a kadosh baruch hu. As we explained earlier, a person who gets angry obviously doesn't believe in a kadosh baruch hu. A person who has a muna recognizes that everything that happens to us from a kadosh baruch hu. Rav Yirmi Medifte Amar, Meshakech Tamudai, he forgets his learning, Umaisiv Tipshus, and he increases being foolish. Shenam Kikas Bechek Silim Yenuach, anger is with fools, the Ksiv Ksil Yifresh Evlis, Ksil acts stupidly. Rav Nach, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, what's the connection between someone getting angry and being a fool? So Mefarshim explained, since when one gets angry, he forgets his learning, and once he forgets his learning, he's an Amma Aretz, And we know that Zikni Amaratzim, Kozman Shemaskinim, as they get older, Data Mitrafesus Alayim, they become foolish. So this person, by getting angry, becomes an Amaratz. Becoming an Amaratz, he also comes to the status of Data Mitrafesus Alayim. Another pshat that I saw by the Mefarshim is as follows. We know that the Gemara says, Cherev al Sunayim Sheyisrael, Sheoiskim B'Torah Ba'Babad. The Gemara says the Torah should not be learned by an individual, by himself. Torah should be learned with a group, together, everybody hearing the other person's opinion. But if a person, Chas V'Sholem, has in himself this terrible characteristic of anger, no one is going to want to learn with him, because he always gets angry. Who wants to have a chavrusa that's always getting angry? If a person therefore has this terrible midah of getting angry, he won't have a chavrusa. If he won't have a chavrusa, he'll remain am aretz. He will be foolish. Someone who gets constantly angry is a bal aveira. Shenemar bal chema rapesh. If someone gets angry, it's a simon that he has aveiros. Amar of Adar Reb Chanina. Emolei chot Yisrael, had Klal Yisrael not done aveiros, lo nitlam ela chamisha chum shetayra v'sefi Yeshua b'vad. They would have only received the chamisha chum shetayra and sefi Yeshua. Shara kishalat Yisrael. What's unique about sefi Yeshua? It tells us the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the portion of each shevet in Eretz Yisrael. Because, as the Mefarshim explained, most of Nach contains in it Divrei Musar for Klal Yisrael doing the wrong thing. But if Klal Yisrael had not done Averis, they wouldn't need the Musar, and if they wouldn't need the Musar, then they wouldn't have had all of Sifrei Nach. My Tama, and the Pasuk says it, Kiburov Chachma Roiv Kas. Much of the Chachma came to the world because people got angry. Ask the Mefarshim a number of obvious questions. Not having Torah is not a bracha. As we know, Rav Chanan Makasha Oima, Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeis Es Yisrael, L'Fikach Hebro Lahem Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the privilege of having Torah Mitzvahs. So why is Al Gemara saying that having more Torah is not a privilege? So the Mefarshim answer that having more Torah is indeed a privilege. Learning Torah is a privilege. And spending every moment of one's free time, he should spend with learning. But as Mefarshim explained, there are two mitzvahs in learning. One mitzvah is to sit and learn. There's another mitzvah that a person has to know, Kol HaTorah Kula. If there's more Torah, it becomes more difficult to fulfill that mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara said, because we didn't act properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to add the Sifrei Nach, which now cause the need, the now makes it much harder to know Kol HaTorah Kula. But then the Mefarshim say that we know that the Sifrei Nevi'im are the source for many halachas. Hilchos Avelos, for example, are learned from Yecheskel. How would we know these halachas if we did not have the Sifrei Nevi'im? So that question is answered, that all of these halachas that we learned from Navi were already halachal Moshe Mesinai, that we would have known anyway, and therefore Nevi'im weren't necessary specifically for that purpose. But then the Mefarshim ask, to just go and say that we wouldn't have needed the Nevi'im, doesn't Nach include Tehillim? Doesn't Nach include Shir HaShirim, which are such beautiful and important Sfarim, and aren't Sifrei Musar? We wouldn't have had it, according to our Gemara. So Mefarshim, the Shvas Yankov, and the Sefer Iyun Yaakov, and Ein Yaakov, say a very fundamental concept. They say that a person if we had not done Averis, our Madrega would have been so much higher. And when we learn a piece of Gemara, Masech Nedarim, it's talking halachic issues, we would be on such a madrega that in the Masecht and the Nedarim, that's talking about what we consider specific halachic issues about Nedarim, about Shavuos, really would have contained and been able to open our eyes to what we consider the very Musud Divrei Chassidus, Divrei, all the Divrei Torah that we see from Nach, we could have extrapolated from Torah. But when we became Bali Aveira, we lost that ability. We don't have that ability to understand the Torah with all of its depth. And therefore, we needed to have Nach given to us. A different pshat that I saw on a totally different line is from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that what is the best way for a person to do tshuva? The best way for a person to do tshuva is to learn Torah. If somebody learned till now one blot a day and he wants to do tshuva, he should learn two blot a day. So he says, that's pshat in the Gemara. El mole lechotu Yisrael, if Klai Yisrael hadn't done Averis, they wouldn't have to learn so much Torah, because Chamishi Chom Shatayr and Sefer Yeshua would have been enough. How? Now that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we do Averis, and he knows that the only antidote to doing Averis is learning Torah. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us more Torah to be able to do tshuva on our Averis. Amar Rav Asi, Ein Neskakim Lelekei Yisrael. Number Pshatim in this Gemara. Pasha Pshat of the Gemara is that if somebody says a Shvuah, and not only does he say a Shvuah, but when he expressed the Shvuah, he used the Shem Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, such a Shvuah should not have Ataras Medarim. Another Pshat that I saw is that even the Gemara is saying that even if a Neder was said, but if when one said the Neder, he used the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Yisrael, such a Neder should not be annulled. Another Pshat that the Ritva says is as follows. A Shvuah should never be annulled. A Neder, it depends. If he used the Shem Hashem, then such a Neder should not be annulled. If he didn't use the Shem Hashem, then it may be annulled. And as the Paiskim point out, this question, which Shvuah can be annulled or not be annulled, is actually very relevant l'aloch l'maisa. Because we know that one of the fundamental halachas of Yerideya is bitl b'shishim. Sometimes something that's osur falls into something that's mutter. If there's 60 times heter versus isser or other circumstances, it becomes bottle. But one of the fundamental halachas of bitl, Mar Masech Tebeya, says dovah shesh l'matirin, something that will become mutter anyway, doesn't have bitl. As the Gemara says, atcha techlena be'isser, techlena be'heter. So let's say there's an item that I said I may not partake of. I made a nether. So if a nether has a taurus, we can have a taurus nadarim. So it's a davish shesh lamatirim. And if that item fell into other items, it's not bottle. It's a davish shesh lamatirim. But if, as our Gemara now begins to teach us, that under certain circumstances, certain items are not subject to a taurus nadarim, so that item will not be a davish shesh lamatirim and will not be, and therefore should become bottle. Says the Gemara, even though ain't the skokin l'elkei Yisrael, there is an exception. If somebody says, chutz mikoinim ishti nanasli, if somebody makes a neder that his wife may not benefit from him, shegomva, because she, as kisi, she stole my wallet, shehiksas b'ni, or she hit my son, and then v'noide shloi gomva, v'shloi hiksa, that never happened, such a shvua, or neder, even though it was made by l'elkei Yisrael, may be annulled. Because, as Duran explains, there are two factors here. Number one, it was made with a mistake. She never stole his wallet. She never hit his son. And there's a concept of shalom bayis. However, the Rishonim discuss at great length, if someone made a neder on this basis, it's a neder betos. It was made under false pretenses. It was a mistake. She never stole his wallet. She never hit his son. And therefore, why should a neder even require annulment? And in fact, because of this question, the Rashba says that the Girsa in the Gemara should be changed, that this neder, since it affects Shalom Bayis, even if it was not found to be erroneous, may be annulled because of Shalom Bayis. Other Rishonim explain that even though typically a neder betos is not a neder, shvuah betos is not a shvuah, here, since he used Elokei Yisroel in expressing the neder of shvuah, it is not considered a neder betos, and only here, because there's a concept that it was a mistake, coupled with shalom bayis, that's why it may be annulled. Another pshat that I saw, going back to something that we discussed in the previous year, that when someone is mamis dvorov, when someone says that I made the neder four types of nadarim that we discussed in our Mishnah. And he says, I meant no matter what, this neder should be effective. Then the neder is effective. And that's the case here, that the person indeed made the neder based on this assumption. But instead, a mamonis dvarai, I want the neder to be effective under all circumstances, where the neder is effective, yet teaches us the Gemara. Since it was made with an erroneous assumption, coupled with the issue of shalom bayis, it may be annulled. Says the Gemara, he the osel kameder of Asi. There was someone, it was a woman, that came to Rav Asi to have her neder annulled. Omer b'mayin d'art, what was your language? She said, I used the words alakei yisrael. Omer, I nadart bik mohi. If you would have just used the word mohi, shekina ba'alma, which as we learned is not really shem Hashem, mizdakin aloch, I would have annulled your shvua. However, hashtad loy nadart mohi. You didn't use just a kinui for a neder. El belakei yisrael, you used the name of Hashem, loy mizdakin aloch, I will not annul your neder. Similar story. Rav Kahana Iklabe Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana came to the home of Rav Yosef. Omle lita mamidi. So Rav Yosef invited Rav Kahana to eat something. Omle loy. So Rav Kahana declined. And he said a shvua. Mari kula. He made a shvua with the Shem Hashem. Loy te'imnele. I will not eat. Omle. So Rav Yosef responded to him. Mari kula amle te'imtele. I'm making now a shvua that you should not eat from me. Ask the Gemara. Han nechala Rav Kahana domaloy mari kula. We understand Rav Kahana's statement. He wanted to express that he's refusing to eat, and he's making a shvua that he's refusing to eat. El Rav Yosef amai omer loy marikula. What was the point in Rav Yosef's statement? It says the Gemara hachi udakamalei. What Rav Yosef was saying to Rav Kahana, loy marikula am the kamrit. You use the shame Hashem in making a shvua. Once you made the use the shame Hashem, this neder, the shvua, cannot be annulled. And Hilchak Loitimisle, I cannot annul this nether, and therefore you taka will not eat from me. And here many poets can point out that we say he didn't use the name Elokei Yisrael. He just said Mare Kula in referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here that a nether used, when we use Shem Hashem, doesn't mean necessarily have to have Elokei Yisrael. Even using Mare Kula or any of the other Shemais Hashem is considered making such a serious shvua, which should not be annulled, and certainly, we'll discuss if it should not be annulled, but certainly it's a very serious shvua to be taken in that way. And that's why the Paiskim say that if somebody makes a shvua and he uses the word Emes, and we know that Emes is one of the Shmoisov, one of the names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a very serious shvua. Says the Gemara, Amar of Avraham Nachman, Hilchos Halacha is, Paiskim b'charata, we do allow charata to be a way, to be a method for Chochem to be matter the nether, v'niskokim, and we do actually even annul a nether or shvua where the Shem Elokei Yisrael was used. The Ran goes into a history where he says that even though the Gemara says Niskokin Elokei Yisrael, there was a takana of the Rishonim from Haigoin not to do charata, not perhaps to rely on Elokei Yisrael, but the Rishonim say we really have to see the status of every time. If people are lax in the Dorim and we're going to be machmer and we'll only make it worse, then we should not be machmer. It really depends on the status. As sort of Sfarim explained, Paischem b'charata. A person comes to do tshuva. So he has charata. But it's difficult to do tshuva. So all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us is, Paischem, I ask from you charata, that you should regret that you did Averis. And at that point, Neskokim Elokei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the siyat d'shmaya to be able to continue and complete doing our tshuva. Says the Gemara, Mishtabak Lei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Rav would praise in front of Rav Nachman, Rav Schoira, Dodon Gadol. The Rav Schoira was a great person. Amaloi, so Rav Nachman said, K'shiyav L'yotcha, if Rav Schoira ever comes here, if you L'yotcha, I'd like to meet him. Havle Nidril Mishra. So Rav Schoira came, Rav brings him to Rav Nachman, and Rav Schoira had a neder that he wanted to annul. Osla Kameid Rav Nachman. Amaloi, and Dati Dati Da'achi. He tried to find the Pesach. Did you make a neder on this basis? Amalei in, yes, I thought about this circumstance. Adatid hachi, this circumstance, in. I thought about that also. Kamnim zimnim, and this happened a number of times. That he, and therefore Rav Nachman could not find the Pesach. Mefarshim asked, Ran asks, why do you have to find the Pesach? Why? We just learned that Charotah is acceptable. So two Terutzim. One Terutz is that, as we just learned, Charotah is not L'chatchila, as we've been learning, and therefore he wanted to find the Pesach and not rely on Charotah. Another Pshat that I saw is that if we're going to rely on Charotah, as we've said earlier, the Charotah has to be a Charotah Mikara, that the person regrets from the beginning that he ever said this neder. And Rav Nachman, perhaps the neder was that he was accepted a neder to fast. And he fasted for a number of the fast days that he accepted. If he'll have Charotah Mikara, he will not get schar for all of those fast days. And that's why he did not want to rely on a Charotah. So Rav Nachman gets upset. Ikbid Rav Nachman, and Amalei Zilla Kilach, and he tells Rav Schaira, go to your porch, I'm upset with you. Nof Rav Schaira, now Rav Schaira, Apostle Piskel and Nafshei, found a Pesach. He says, Rebbe says in Pirkei Avos, Eizu Derech Yishar Shiva Le'odim, what's the proper path a person should choose? Kol Shi Tveres Le'Sel, Tveres Le'min Odom. Anything that the person has Mefarshim explained should think not about himself only. He should think about how do people react to what I'm doing. Hashadik by Rav Nachman, I made a neder, and as a result of my neder, Rav Nachman became annoyed. Adata the Hachle Nedri. That wasn't the circumstances that I thought of that I made the neder. Vishar al Nafshay, that's why I had his neder annulled, because he recognized, now he found a Pesach that he had not thought of when he made the neder, and that's how he had the neder annulled.